And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Tony Durkins of Zenith City Press is an author and publisher of numerous books about the history and culture of the Twin Ports, about which he is an unqualified expert. His latest volume, co-written with Jeff Limpke, is Twin Ports Trains, the Historic Railroads of Duluth and Superior from 1870 to 1970. It's a fascinating ride back in time, but also a map to the future in a way, with the history lesson explaining the reason behind the rather circuitous route of the planned Northern Lights Express between the Twin Cities and the Twin Ports. And he joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Tony.
Robin, thanks for having me.
So before we go back to the future, tell us how instrumental the railroads were in developing the Twin Ports.
Well, this is the big difference between Duluth and Superior. Duluth got the railroad first, the Lake Superior in Mississippi, which ran between Duluth and St. Paul, and the Northern Pacific, which ran from Duluth basically all the way to the Puget Sound.
And I should go back further in time and say, you say from 1870, why that year?
Well, yeah, this area wasn't opened for Euro-American settlement until the mid-1850s, right? And then there's a big financial panic in 1857, followed by the Civil War. People stopped building railroads. After the war, they pick up again. It was all about the timing of the national economy. We had less than 200 people living here 6 months before they started building the railroad, and less than a year later, 3,100 people in Duluth. And the fact that it came to Duluth instead of Superior set Superior back. No shipping came to Superior in 1873 and 74, no commercial shipping, because they had no railroad to offload and everything. So as we go through the history, you can see how the economies of Duluth and Superior ebb and flow with the successes and failures of the railroads.
Well, you have a passage that states, Duluth deeply disparaged, but Superior suffers. Want to set that up for us and perhaps read it to us?
Yeah. There was a guy from Kentucky, a congressman named Jay Proctor Knott. And in 1870, there was some legislation put forward for a railroad that would go from east of St. Paul in Wisconsin, Hudson, Wisconsin, up to Superior and perhaps Bayfield as well. And he thought it was a financial disaster, and he was against it. But he takes a look at the map for this thing, and he thinks that it's going to terminate in Duluth, not Superior. So he gives this really long oration beating up Duluth and saying these silly, ridiculous things, supposedly the funniest speech ever given in Congress. If you read it today, you realize that they had a much different sense of humor than we did. But the whole thing is, Duluth becomes the laughingstock of the nation because this is reprinted in newspapers all over the place. But Superior is the community that's hurt because they all vote against it. They scuttle the project. And Superior doesn't get the railroad until the Northern Pacific shows up. 1882. So they're delayed 12 years from this. I've got a little passage. You want me to read this?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I have always been under the impression that in the region around Lake Superior, it was cold enough for at least 9 months in the year to freeze the smokestack of a locomotive. But Duluth must be a place of untold delights, a terrestrial paradise fanned by the balmy zephyrs of an internal spring, clothed in the gorgeous sheen of ever-blooming flowers, and vocal with the silvery melody of nature's choicest songsters.
Well, we don't do laugh tracks in public radio, but I could see one could go there, and we could also imagine the voices of 19th century congressmen. So going to that history and the rivalry between Duluth and Superior, perhaps Superior gets the last word or comeuppance. The route of the Northern Lights Express, as planned, is very much informed by its forebears in that it will most directly go to Superior from the Twin Cities rather than directly to Duluth. So why is that? Why do the tracks go from the Twin Cities more directly to Superior?
It's all to do with the mergers that occurred after 1970. See, before that, every railroad would bring its own way into town. It was, you know, you had to have your own rails. Otherwise, you had to lease rails from other railroads. And so as these many, many railroads start to consolidate after World War II and the big mergers happened in the 1970 and beyond, they abandoned some trackage for efficiency's sake. There used to be three railroad bridges, four between Duluth and Superior, if you count the one that at the Oliver Bridge. But the only one left now is the Grassy Point Bridge, right? So if the rails don't come directly into Duluth because they're optimized for freight now, we've got that rail line they want to use comes to Superior first and then has to cross over the Grassy Point Bridge and then go, you know, around Rice's Point and up to get there. So basically what I'm assuming with the Northern Lights Express route is that it's following what was determined the most efficient route.
Mm-hmm. I think a shorthand way of putting it is the express part of Northern Lights Express is the part to Superior. And that is not going to be very express
exactly.
Crossing the bridge and getting over to Duluth for the rest of the trip. Which, by the way, once you do that, you can get on, another plug for our friends at the Railroad Museum and Company, the North Shore Scenic Railroad, which you can take your time going to Duluth and points beyond.
You know, I kind of don't mind the idea that it brings people through Superior first if their ultimate destination is Duluth, because it's just as rich in history as Duluth. It's got its own wonderful things and waterfront activities and everything. So both cities can do well by one another.
And don't forget Proctor, which is named for J. Proctor Knott, I understand.
J. Proctor, in fact, Proctor used to be called Proctor Knott for a few years. The post office got mad about it and shortened it.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Tony Durkins of Zenith City Press. He and co-author Jeff Lemke have just issued Twin Ports Trains, the Historic Railroads of Duluth and Superior, 1870 to 1970. A release party will be held at the Lake Superior Railroad Museum at the Depot in Duluth, Thursday, August 1st at 7 p.m. Thank you for joining us, Tony.
Thanks, Robin. And if you are interested in the book, you can pre-purchase it at zenithcity.com.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. And you can always find great stories from WPR News online at wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.